And we're just laughing now because Nick Holloway from Nunu's has just rocked into the studio with the beanie on. I had the beanie on this morning too, mate. How chilly is it?
Good morning, team. It is a little bit chilly, isn't it, for far north Queensland?
Oof. You are an absolute superstar. So we... the traffic hardly. Was just not great, was it, this
the
morning?
The traffic was diabolical. Oh, I is nearly ever, wet myself.
Is it ever great coming in from the northern beaches at this time of day?
No, it's not.
It's not. It's a long slog, I can tell you. It was an hour's commute this morning anyway.
Let's just quickly go to MasterChef for a second talk about the experience. So how did this all work out? Because how long ago did you film this?
8 to 10 weeks ago.
And it's filmed in Melbourne.
Yeah, filmed in Melbourne. And we had just had a couple of cases in Brisbane and it was really looking like...
COVID cases,
yeah. And it was looking like the borders could be an issue. And I snuck down 2 days earlier than I had originally planned. And just to make sure I could have the opportunity to do it. It's so fantastic. It really is such an exciting experience. And, it's amazing for business. It's amazing to be part of it. It's nice to challenge yourself too.
Yeah.
You know, we're a long way away from the action sometimes here in Far North Queensland. And to be still invited to do this sort of stuff, it's really flattering.
It
makes you feel really, really good.
We know that he's an absolute superstar. And the fact that we get to dine if we want every night at Nunu at Palm Cove, we know his wares. We've tasted your good food. But last night, seeing the three dishes, so what they had to do, there was three dishes that came up and they had to guess the 50 ingredients that were in these three dishes.
It's certainly a very difficult challenge. I would struggle myself, to be honest. It's if you were tasting someone else's food and to try and discern all of those different different elements. But like I said in the show, I think you've got to go back to first principles, and really trust your instincts. Use all of your senses. Mm. How do things smell? How do things taste? How do you experience those ingredients? The caliber of cooking these days, as opposed to I was on, 7 odd years ago.
Yeah.
And they're in their 13th season, and it really shows. I mean, what that to me is evidence that the base level cooking in Australia has just gone up and up and up and up. And it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Thanks to the success of the show, people are really, really much more in tune with the food and where they live, and they've got a whole set of values around the sorts of food they consume. It's a really, really exciting time to be, with regards to Australian cuisine.
It's gone up a number of gears, hasn't it? Because we didn't have this, and now we're getting ideas and inspiration from these cooking shows. So you're learning lots of stuff by watching them, because back in the day it was Peter, g'day, Russell, g'day,
Clark!
where's the cheese? I saw a little video of Gordon Ramsay, and he said when he is hiring new staff or a chef, he gets them to do scrambled eggs because he thinks if you can do that really, really well and make it perfect, then you sort of know what you're doing. Do you have, if you are trying out chefs or trying out staff, you go, okay, whip this up for me and we'll see how you go?
Less so because, each restaurant, each brand, each cuisine has its own spirit and its own flavour. So asking someone to try and do something and then judging them on that is probably a little bit, and especially
harsh.
Harsh, and particularly with our staff shortage. But I would, a lot of great chefs would argue that cooking an egg really is the pinnacle of perfection and difficulty, something so humble and something so simple.
Yep.
But it is actually a real challenge to do it perfectly and beautifully. I think I look for, when we have our candidates coming to the restaurant, I'm just looking for a positive attitude.
Yep.
The rest is skills. Skills can be taught. Attitude's really hard to teach people.
Yep.
And I want staff that are smiley and happy and motivated and driven and passionate and genuine and authentic. Less so than, super duper chops on the knives or anything like that. That is all a very teachable skill.
You really do have the most incredible office in the world to be at the restaurant, Palm Cove. It is stunning. But let's talk about the dealers that you have in your life, because you've got dealers
everywhere.
You've got an egg dealer.
Oh.
You've got a honey dealer.
I thought you were going to say a lot of chefs have addictions. We're going to start running through that sort of stuff.
Last time you were in the studio, you were going to meet your honey dealer. You've also got a banana dealer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the backbone of any great success story is relationships. So, you call them dealers. I call them friends, It's like...